This afternoon, the University of South Florida's chapter of Amnesty International held the first Bay Area human rights fashion show at the Marshall Amphitheater. Many different human rights groups and local performers came out to be involved in the event. WMNF reports. The human rights fashion show this afternoon, which was 3 months in the making, was put together in order to gain more recognition for important issues facing the world today. Gloria Cordero is the president of the USF chapter.
We wanted to collaborate with the Faces Troupe modeling and the local area artists to bring together a fashion show that really depicts the different advocacies and human rights issues that Amnesty is trying to support.
David Tolliver, who goes by Daytime, is a local poet. He performed poetry around three central causes of the event.
Well, today's theme is a few different activism rights causes. One of the themes is the end of human trafficking. Another one is the end of racial discrimination in America. And the last one is to individuals who have been oppressed against for the advocacy of them. I tried to contour some of the poetry to those particular events.
Youth for Human Rights of Florida was at the event to promote their cause of educating children about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Antonella, who volunteers with the organization, saw the importance of all the different groups coming together today.
Well, it's always nice to cooperate with other human rights organizations. The more we are, the more we can make a difference. One voice only doesn't make a great difference.
Francilia Benjamin is a local artist. She performed with Grammy-nominated producer Quincy B. Scovel as Beatnik Castle. She was glad that Amnesty International was shedding light on the plight of the people of Zimbabwe and called the day Noggin Day, saying that people need to learn more about these human rights issues.
It's critical. The condition over there is very critical, and we should shine light over there. Not because we're all aware over here. You know, we should make ourselves aware of what's going on. So that's what we're doing here today.
Faces, a local modeling troupe, took to the stage to perform a piece about human trafficking. While they modeled, Francilia spoke about the troubles the women of Zimbabwe face.
Women of Zimbabwe Arise, WOZA, know the price of freedom. For organizing peaceful demonstration to protest the worsening social, economic, and human rights situation in Zimbabwe, WOZA members have been repeatedly harassed, intimidated, beaten, and jailed by authorities. For years.
Daytime also performed some of his poetry with a strong message.
Like forefathers bore water and birth, a new day, but when the water broke, excuse me, when the levees broke, we realized that a premature revolution need be nurtured much more than flooding roses in concrete with hopes to make gardens.
Blair McDermott was at the event representing USF's Pride Alliance, which is an LGBT group on campus. She was out supporting Amnesty International and commended them for their continuous support of the issues facing the LGBT community.
Well, I just hope that any student who attends this event or just sees just becomes more aware of what's really going on in the real world. The inequality that a lot of people face that's just easily solved just by giving the issue some attention.
Lori says that Amnesty International is organizing another event in October at Skipper's Smokehouse for local artists to come together in support of immigration reform. More information about Amnesty International can be found at amnesty.org. For WMNF in Tampa, this is Lindsay Cradwell.